I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I really don't have any information on that, and I really don't think it matters. You know, it's not really what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the team getting ready to practice, and Lamar's working. You know, he's doing a great job. I talked to him yesterday for a long time. He's in here all day today working, and, yeah, it's just kind of what we do.
How about I just don't say anything? Okay.
That's what I would do.
I just don't want to take anything out of it.
Yeah. Why don't we just leave it alone, and we'll just – I mean – the injury – thank you. The injury report will be out at 4. Great.
John Harbaugh yesterday, meeting with the media. Ravens back at practice, getting ready for the Houston Texans as underdogs.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, for the first time this season, underdogs. Let me stress. Well, they played three teams that are going to be in the playoffs. Well, the three losses, Buffalo, Detroit, and then Kansas City. Oh, I get it. Sure. No doubt. Ravens were favored in all three games. So the Ravens were expected to beat them.
Yeah.
Two of them on the road.
Yep.
All right. So we've gotten that one out of the way. But the irony of it is here they are back home and they're underdogs against a team that just won their first game last week, the Houston Texans. But that was John Harbaugh talking about Lamar Jackson, the hamstring, which prevented him from practicing. And, Brian Wacker, who we're going to talk to later in the show, from the Baltimore Sun, sources, going to miss Sunday, possibly 2 to 3 weeks. Ian Rappaport, or Schefter, one of the insider guys, that Lamar's going to do everything he can to get on the field this Sunday against Houston, understanding that this is a pretty big game for Baltimore, because next week against the Rams, even if Lamar is playing, and the way the defense is playing against that offense, mm-hmm. they're going to lose anyway. So if you're going to split these next two, your best opportunity, air quotes, you would think, would be against the Texans. But it seems chances are slim and none that Lamar will go. And Slim's waiting for the bus down on Falls Road right now.
I think, Bob, me and you got as much chance to play Sunday as Lamar does. You know? My neck's a little sore.
Yeah, my neck is hurt.
But I don't think Bob, if his game is an athletic movement, quick change of direction game. And if he's not 100%, you know, I don't see it till after the bye. That's kind of in my mind. All right, Cooper, you got to win us a game. And that's what we're paying you for, and that's what we went and got you to get a more experienced backup, and that's what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to try to win him a game or two, you know, and offensively and defensively, they've got to have two better game plans than they've had the last couple weeks, because they've been outcoached the last two games, and they need to outcoach Houston in this one.
Yeah, outcoached, physical, played.
Yep.
I mean, the results speak for themselves. But, Nolan, we were talking before the show started. Nolan McGraw, everybody, here on this Total Request Thursday. As you listen to John Harbaugh address the masses, about Lamar's injury in particular. And we also heard him talk about Emory Jones. He come off the injured list, and they really don't have a plan. And
yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, the guy hadn't put on pads since Senior Bowl in January.
But he's been watching game film.
But that's, yeah.
He's been, you know, been there with the team.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. I mean, Bob, his chances of playing, me and you have a better chance to play than he does.
So it looks like we're suiting up with Lamar and Emory Jones there. But Nolan McGraw, what did you think of John Harbaugh's comments, at least the two clips that we played here to start the show?
Can't do anything but laugh. I mean, it's typical Harbaugh, typical false bravado Harbaugh. And he doesn't even believe his own words. I mean, you hear it there. Just leave it alone. Please leave it alone. Can we please move on? And then get bailed out by PR. Oh, injury report's out at 4. And then the little nervous chuckle at the end. The guy's a loser. It's pathetic. I mean, I've turned on him here in the
Brian.
Last year.
Is that Brian?
I mean, look.
No, that's
his resume.
Hey, watch your back, Harbs. You see what he did to Brandon Hyde?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you got Hyde fired.
His resume speaks for itself. He's a very accomplished coach. He's a great coach, in my opinion. But this shtick has worn thin in the past year. And it really became evident to me in the preseason comments about Super Bowl or bust. And maybe at the time, thought maybe we're digging a little too deep into this and then just kind of ripping and prying here for the sake of it with sports talk media. And then the more this has gone on and the poor results, similar issues that we've seen in the past not getting corrected, well, now it's fair. Now it's more than fair to tear into it and rip into his comments because nothing is changing. And he's trying to run this jokey, you know, shtick out there every single week and thinks that the media is just going to go along with it. No, he made another comment that we didn't play, saying, what does this matter? You know, it's a long injury report. Nobody has time for us to get into all that. No, we have time. All the people that you're talking to there yesterday, it's their job to have time for that. And quite frankly, it's your time. You have time for it. All right? Now, don't get me wrong. He's more than free to say, that we're just going to keep that to ourselves. We just come out and say, hey, competitive thing. We're keeping it a secret for competitive reasons. That's it. End of the conversation.
Right.
But to throw these shots and try to poke fun and banter with the media and deflect the heat off of you, I'm tired of it. Yeah, grow up.
By the way, the reason they're there is to get answers to those questions.
Would you rather have a Belichick?
Good point. So Bill Belichick, and we made fun of him and everyone in the world did for years with his tight-lipped press conferences where he said nothing. If Harbaugh did the same exact thing, if he was Bill Belichick yesterday, no problem. No problem at all. Because you know what? Bill Belichick never embarrassed himself at the podium with stupid comments like that.
Yeah, on to the next game. On to Cincinnati.
Now, let me ask you this, Nolan. Have you listened to any of the other head coaches around the league, does anybody ever say anything?
I'm not asking him to rip his players. Like I just said, when it comes to the injuries thing, you don't have to tell us, oh, it happened on this specific play. Fair question. You don't have to answer it. But don't get cute and don't be an a-hole. Just say, I no comment on that. That's it.
Yeah, and don't get condescending to the media.
Exactly. Which he has been for years.
Yeah, and even when we do news from the Nest, where we're going to play a couple of those cuts, we love our media most of the time. And going back to the comment about the Super Bowl or bust and calling people losers who never won anything, who are making that statement, which, by the way, included a bunch of people who have won things, he looks at it in the prism of the NFL. Life doesn't revolve around the National Football League. You know what I mean? Life revolves around the big picture, and he's a God-fearing man. How the big fella upstairs judges you, and we're not talking about Vince Lombardi. Yeah, you're the guy that talks about mighty men and iron sharpening iron and all of this cliche nonsense that's thrown out there. This isn't rocket science. It's not. And I know people like to portray it that it is. Not everyone that's worked in the NFL has a PhD and a master's degree with a 5.0 GPA. It's not rocket science. So don't talk down to your fan base, by the way, because the media is the conduit to your fan base. The ones that spend $1 bazillion for their PSLs and $50,000 a beer and everything it takes and buying all the merch and all of this stuff that you pimp on your websites. You know, I get it. It's frustrating. You get sick of talking about it. Hey, a baseball manager deals with it every day for 6 months. Actually, going back to 8 months. You deal with it twice a week.
And not once.
Yeah.
In that press conference yesterday, did I hear Harbaugh, and not just yesterday, this has been going on for years, say, I have to be better. It starts with me. This is my team. I'm the leader. We've got problems across the board. We got to get healthy. But this starts with me. He has never said that. Never put his hand up and take responsibility up front.
He's never said that? Never?
Maybe hyperbole there with the never. But he didn't say it yesterday.
He goes, we.
It's a lot of we.
More of a we. Yeah.
It's a lot of the group. You're the leader. You're at the front. Lead from the front.
Yeah, Vinny, he's your buddy, Harbsy.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say this. You know, some of the things he says, you know, it's like, is interesting to say the least. But, you know, I mean, the Super Bowl or bust, that was a little out there. But normally, Harbs is okay. I mean, you can tell if they win or if they lose what kind of mood he's going to be in. And, I mean, that's kind of typical. I mean, you've been around coaches, you know, in these press conferences. Number one, they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's number one. And number two, you have to do it. So, see, the problem, like, all right, let me give you an example. Like Jim Zorn said, I can't lie, and he would tell the truth on everything. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You got to shut up.
I chopped down a cherry tree.
Yeah. So, I mean, you want your coach, basically, you want him talking to his players and the fan base. That's kind of what you want him to do, because that's who he's talking to, you know. I can see him being, I mean, if you're sitting 1-3, you know, I'm sure he's been catching heat,
right,
and all that too. So, you know, I mean, he is kind of human. And let me just ask you this. That's the last thing that you want to, you know, just get pounded with questions. I mean, I've been there. I've stood there. You don't want to be answering questions, and you don't want to answer those things. And you got to think, all right, how do I kind of avoid that?
I think it would be one thing if he was getting peppered with, hey, how do you feel about your job security? How do you, you know, are you planning on making any changes as a coordinator? Those are more pointed, loaded questions. We're just asking about injuries here. And again, you are free to not make a comment. Many coaches do it. Harbaugh himself has done it. Just don't give us...
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The extra BS.
What did he do Monday? Came right out and said Matt at BK's out for the year. Just get ahead of it. And that's what Manzolino and Brandon Hyde would do with injuries. They would start the press conference, injury update. So we're not going to wait till question three where us all of a sudden somebody, he, not telling how to address the media, with Lamar, you know, we were talking yesterday, can't really get into it. The injury report be out at four. So right now, I really don't have anything to get into more detail about. Done right out of the gate.
And Hensley, in that last question there, even said, well, I'm asking for clarification because I don't want to write something or tweet something or report something that's factually untrue. I'm looking for you to clarify your comments. It's not a pointed, loaded question here. Just looking for clarification. But he has that, he can tell he's defensive. He's nervous when he talks. Mm-hmm. And I understand. I understand why. They're 1-3. They're injured. Yeah. They're staring down the gates of hell here.
Underdogs at home.
It is what it is. But he's an 18-year coach, not a first-year coach.
No. I would tend to agree. And old Chad Steele over there has got to give him a little advice on the questions that are going to get asked and everything, too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That being said, the Ravens, they got a game coming up on against Houston on Sunday back at home. We're going to hear more from John Harbaugh. We're going to hear from Mark Andrews, Tavis Robinson, Rashad Bateman, and more as we get through the program. Baseball playoffs, four more exciting games, three more nail biters. Dodgers finished off the Reds after falling behind early. We'll get into all of that good stuff and more. Terps are hosting Washington coming up on Saturday, 3:30 kickoff. Maryland getting 6.5, looking to go 5-0. What's the? I've been reading all the stuff on the interweb and throughout on the Maryland websites. September Maryland. Hey, September Maryland's the 85 Bears. It's October now. Can they follow it up?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.